Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Skyu Ma for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 48-0 over the Fighting Lamar Odoms. Yes, the Rhode Island Rams. J-Lo, you like the Lamar Odom poll?
That's good. I appreciate that, especially coming from a basketball background as myself. I do appreciate the basketball, the nod to the hardwood on a pigskin gridiron day.
Yeah, hey, if there's something I can do to try and get some sort of obscure old professional sports reference, I will do that. Not a Kardashian reference, by the way. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler, and Jonathan Lowe alongside. We're going to focus on some college football probably for the next hour or so. And the question that I brought up before going into the top of the hour was like, is this the ceiling for the Gophers under P.J. Fleck? And we got a text from the 507 saying, hey, enough negative about P.J. and the Gophers. Can't you say anything positive? It was a 10-second tease going into the top of the hour. I didn't even give any context to the tease. Could it be developing players? Could it be? There are a multitude of different ways that this conversation could go when I set up the tease. And this isn't to poo-poo P.J. Fleck. This is not an anti-P.J. Fleck conversation, guys. But here's my question. If this is the ceiling for the Gophers, it is a historically conservative offense. We saw that last week against North Carolina. I know PJ will say that, you know, they weren't playing it safe. They were playing it safe. Let's just be honest. They were playing it safe. And they'll drop at least a couple of winnable games every year, sometimes in the non-conference. But 2019, when he had a lot of the recruiting class from Tracy Clay and Jerry Kill, what have we seen that you can develop a quarterback with an offense that can keep up with the big dogs in the Big Ten? because there was a chance to show that you could hang, and we just found out that that year was a fluke. And we thought that Kalik-Makis was really going to thrive in this offense, and it didn't materialize. And you guys are both college football fans, and anybody that's out there, 651-461-9226. I grew up a Gopher fan, right? I grew up cheering for the Gophers. I went to North Dakota State, and I mean, if you want to talk about a place that, you know, has disappointing quarterback play, you could make that argument for North Dakota State, because they had a guy that was drafted in the top three in the NFL just a couple of years ago in Trey Lance, and now I think he's probably like eighth string in Dallas. But if you're happy with a second and third class bowl game, then I guess this is okay.
I think you're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting somebody huge that's bigger than Trey Lance.
Easton Stick?
No.
The guy that was picked third overall
Carson
in the NFL
Wentz,
draft.
Yes. Carson Wentz. Yeah, Mr. Bismarck Century.
Yeah, Mr. literally journeyman quarterback.
Yeah, who was on pace to become NFL MVP.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm gonna push back on that argument there regarding Trey Lance and Carson Wentz. There have been Heisman Trophy winners that have gone into the league and have flopped. Not just struggled, but been absolute complete busts.
Absolutely.
So college quarterbacks sometimes translate well to the NFL. Sometimes they don't. We see it every year. And so the fact that these guys, Carson Wentz and Easton Stick and Trey Lance, have had massive success on the college level doesn't always translate. So saying that there's not quarterback play at North Dakota State, I would disagree with you on that.
Thank you, because I finally wanted somebody to step up for my Bison other than me, because I've been fighting an uphill battle with the Bison respect. But I want to ask you guys, since 2019, I know he was replacing Tim Brewster, and you know, everybody likes to take shots at Tim Brewster.
It's so easy.
I know. Raise your hand if you have not been blocked by Tim Brewster on Twitter.
Tim Brewster doesn't know my existence, so he wouldn't even find me to block me on Twitter.
Here's the thing about, and I go back to 2019. I felt like that was the opportunity, guys, for PJ Fleck to really take this program. I mean, when you are in a national title conversation, which I got to admit, I never thought that it would happen. You had big time ballers on both sides of the ball. I mean, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Johnson, Tanner Morgan, a running game that wouldn't quit, Antoine Winfield. Like, you had legit NFL talent. You beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, but you couldn't capitalize on that with recruiting classes. You had to row the boat. Like, you were, You were the hot girl at the club that everybody wanted to dance with. Like, everybody was asking you to dance. And then you end up going home with somebody like me. Like, that's not a good look. So here's my question. Have the Gophers missed the boat? Because now you've got the NIL issues to deal with. And you've got the expanding Big Ten network, the Big Ten Conference, where you're adding teams from what used to be known as the Pac-12. I feel like things from here on out are just going to get harder and harder for the Gophers. And if you do get somebody in here, what do you do to turn Minnesota into a destination job instead of a stepping stone? Because that's how I feel people can look at Minnesota, and it's unfair to the Gophers. It's unfair to us. But I feel like Minnesota's not a destination. What can you do to get the Gophers into the top hand of the Big Ten?
This is an interesting dilemma, in my opinion, because we got a team that's a few hours down the road over my shoulder here in the studio.
Yep.
And Henry Lake and I were talking about this last, last week. We were talking about, okay, if you can't develop a quarterback here, then why should you come here? Why do we need you to coach the Gophers? You see a team like Michigan last year that had a good quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, but they, even under Jim Harbaugh, they didn't have the big time quarterback that you saw around the country. They didn't have a Jaden Daniels. They didn't have a Caleb Williams. And then at Iowa, but they won the national championship, those Michigan. Iowa won 10 games. And the reason they did it was because they bulked up, they ran it down your throat, and then on the defensive side, they held you to under 15 points most of the time. You need – the Gophers have had good defenses. They've had quality defensive players in PJ Fleck time here. It's still a step down from what you have at Iowa. It's still a step down from the athleticism that you have at Michigan and Ohio State.
Agreed.
So you need to either bulk up the defense and bulk up the running game, or you need to develop a quarterback.
And I feel like they're kind of caught in limbo because we know that the Gophers want to run the ball. Like, they're a team that Mo Ibrahim before – I mean, you can even look at, you know, the last several years, like the pipeline of running backs. I feel like the talent has been there.
I feel that they've had very good talent at tight end. They've had very good talent at running back. Mm-hmm. They've had kind of middling talent at wide receiver.
Since Rashad Bateman. I mean, Chris Ottman Bell, I feel, could have been. He didn't hit the ceiling that I feel like a lot of Gopher fans were looking.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because of injury or whatnot.
But the quarterback development has been subpar.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like Ethan Kalik-Makis is kind of the one that we can point to, right? Because, I mean, how much hype was there around this kid? Like, he is going to be the guy, and we're going to throw the ball, we're going to push the ball downfield. And then you look, you're like, where is this pushing the ball downfield philosophy? Where is this? Because I'm just seeing the same old thing. Because as you know, you know, we're keeping an eye on the Iowa State for the Cy-Hawk game, which is extremely popular in Iowa. I mean, two devoted fan bases. The Gophers are not a team that can win a game like Iowa, and how do the Gophers end up creating an identity then, J-Lo? Because you're kind of talking about they're kind of caught in this juxtaposition where you're not quite the big boys like Iowa, you're not quite the athleticism of the Michigan and, you know, Ohio States. How do the Gophers, how do they create that identity? Because I feel like they're just kind of in the middle. And that's the problem.
I think it has to come from the coordinator position. I think it has to come from the offensive and defensive coordinator position where you find somebody that might have a wrinkle that you can develop around. And it may not be, okay, we're going to build these guys up to be first-round picks at the NFL level, but maybe we have a system and we have a process that allows us to take advantage of other folks' weaknesses.
How much of this as well has to be put on recruiting? Because now with the NIL, I feel like that is just really handcuffed the Gophers compared to a lot of other programs in the Big Ten or the Big 18, or I don't even know how many teams are in the Big Ten at this point. Like, it shouldn't be that way because of all of the Fortune 500 companies that we have based out of Minneapolis.
You stole exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
That was exactly – that's on the coaching staff. You got to think that, okay, it's not the same as Tuscaloosa or Iowa City or Norman, Oklahoma, where you have – more devoted businesses that are local that'll go ahead and pony up the money for this. But you can offset that with 3M. You can offset that with US Bank. You can offset that with Target. You can offset that with Best Buy. If you get a slight commitment from those folks and say, hey, we can accept your money now.
Yeah.
We can get deals going to get some of these people in here. And then you could have maybe someone to market your products. Go on commercials like they have these Fansville commercials for Dr. Pepper and all this different stuff. Maybe there's a give and take there you can take advantage of.
Because right now, it was already an uphill battle. But now, I mean, I look at Rutgers based out in, you know, in the East. And then they got UCLA and USC. Guess what? Based in SC, Southern California, LA, Los Angeles, you got two schools that you're going to be competing against. If you go into this recruiting and say, okay, number one, we're not going to be, regardless of NIL, we're not going to be able to compete with some of the other schools in the conference just based on pedigree. So you're already eliminating maybe a third of the recruits. And then you add, okay, well, out of those, the NIL money, we can't compete. Then you're taking off the bottom half. And then I feel like you've got a very small window for the Gophers to operate in where you might have a leg up. But I look at the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and yeah, we've got a lot going on. There's a battle for the entertainment dollar, especially on the, in the sports landscape. But like you're saying, J-Lo, you just cannot convince me that you can't offset some of that with Fortune 500 companies. Like, you know, Oklahoma State, they had T. Boone Pickens. Like, you don't have that one donor that's willing to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to give you millions and millions and millions of dollars.
The prototype is company-wise, is Ray Knight, or Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
And Nike.
Nike, yes.
Out at Oregon. That's the prototype. Maybe you lean on, you find, hey, are there some Gopher grads in the upper management near the CEO level of Target or Best Buy or 3M? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you pull on their alum strings a little bit and say, hey, you know, this is possible now. We're not doing things under the table as much as we used to. It's above board.
You can give them the $50 handshake now. It's
yes.
Okay. Because that used to be the ongoing joke, right?
You can give them the $5,000 handshake.
I mean, I give a $5,000 hand. I'll take a $5,000 handshake. But yeah, what is the answer for the Gophers? Because I don't know, because they are just kind of stuck in this purgatory. 651-461-9226.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sky Uma for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 48-0 over the Fighting Lamar Odoms. Yes, the Rhode Island Rams. J-Lo, you like the Lamar Odom poll?
That's good. I appreciate that, especially coming from a basketball background as myself. I do appreciate the basketball, the nod to the hardwood on a pigskin gridiron day.
Yeah, hey, if there's something I can do to try and get some sort of obscure old professional sports reference, I will do that. Not a Kardashian reference, by the way. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler, and Jonathan Lowe alongside. We're going to focus on some college football probably for the next hour or so. And the question that I brought up before going into the top of the hour was like, is this the ceiling for the Gophers under PJ Fleck? And we got a text from the 507 saying, hey, enough negative about PJ and the Gophers. Can't you say anything positive? It was a 10-second tease going into the top of the hour. I didn't even give any context to the tease. Could it be developing players? Could it be? There are a multitude of different ways that this conversation could go when I set up the tease. And this isn't to poo-poo PJ Fleck. This is not an anti-PJ Fleck conversation, guys. But here's my question. If this is the ceiling for the Gophers, it is a historically conservative offense. We saw that last week against North Carolina. I know PJ will say that, you know, they weren't playing it safe. They were playing it safe. Let's just be honest. They were playing it safe. And they'll drop at least a couple of winnable games every year, sometimes in the non-conference. But 2019, when he had a lot of the recruiting class from Tracy Clay and Jerry Kill, what have we seen that you can develop a quarterback with an offense that can keep up with the big dogs in the Big Ten? Because there was a chance to show that you could hang, and we just found out that that year was a fluke. And we thought that Kalik-Makis was really going to thrive in this offense, and it didn't materialize. And you guys are both college football fans, and anybody that's out there, 651-461-9226. I grew up a Gopher fan, right? I grew up cheering for the Gophers. I went to North Dakota State. And, I mean, if you want to talk about a place that, you know, has disappointing quarterback play, you could make that argument for North Dakota State, because they had a guy that was drafted in the top three in the NFL just a couple of years ago in Trey Lance, and now I think he's probably like eighth string in Dallas. But if you're happy with a second and third class bowl game, then I guess this is okay.
I think you're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting somebody huge that's bigger than Trey Lance.
Easton Stick?
No.
The guy that was picked third overall
Carson
in the NFL
Wentz.
Draft.
Yes. Carson Wentz. Yeah, Mr. Bismarck Century.
Yeah, Mr. literally journeyman quarterback.
Yeah, who was on pace to become NFL MVP.
Now, hold on a second. I'm gonna push back on that argument there regarding Trey Lance and Carson Wentz. There have been Heisman Trophy winners that have gone into the league and have flopped, not just struggled, but been absolute complete busts.
Absolutely.
So college quarterbacks sometimes translate well to the NFL. Sometimes they don't. We see it every year. And so the fact that these guys, Carson Wentz and Easton Stick and Trey Lance, have had massive success on the college level doesn't always translate. So saying that there's not quarterback play at North Dakota State, I would disagree with you on that.
Thank you, because I finally wanted somebody to step up for my Bison other than me. Because I've been fighting an uphill battle with the Bison respect. But I want to ask you guys, since 2019, I know he was replacing Tim Brewster, and you know, everybody likes to take shots at Tim Brewster.
It's so easy.
I know. Raise your hand if you have not been blocked by Tim Brewster on Twitter.
Tim Brewster doesn't know my existence, so he wouldn't even find me to block me on Twitter.
Here's the thing about, and I go back to 2019. I felt like that was the opportunity, guys, for PJ Fleck to really take this program. I mean, when you are in a national title conversation, which I got to admit, I never thought that it would happen. You had big time ballers on both sides of the ball. I mean, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Johnson, Tanner Morgan, a running game that wouldn't quit, Antoine Winfield, like, you had legit NFL talent. You beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, but you couldn't capitalize on that with recruiting classes. You had the row of the boat, like you were, you were the hot girl at the club that everybody wanted to dance with. Like, everybody was asking you to dance. And then you end up going home with somebody like me. Like, that's not a good look. So here's my question. Have the Gophers missed the boat? Because now you've got the NIL issues to deal with. And you've got the expanding Big Ten network, the Big Ten Conference, where you're adding teams from what used to be known as the Pac-12. I feel like things from here on out are just going to get harder and harder for the Gophers. And if you do get somebody in here, what do you do to turn Minnesota into a destination job instead of a stepping stone? Because that's how I feel people can look at Minnesota, and it's unfair to the Gophers. It's unfair to us. But I feel like Minnesota's not a destination. What can you do to get the Gophers into the top hand of the Big Ten?
This is an interesting dilemma, in my opinion, because we got a team that's a few hours down the road over my shoulder here in the studio.
Yep.
And Henry Lake and I were talking about this last, last week. We were talking about, okay, if you can't develop a quarterback here, then why should you come here? Why do we need you to coach the Gophers? You see a team like Michigan last year that had a good quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, but they, even under Jim Harbaugh, they didn't have the big time quarterback that you saw around the country. They didn't have a Jaden Daniels. They didn't have a Caleb Williams. And then at Iowa, but they won the national championship, those Michigan. Iowa won 10 games. And the reason they did it was because they bulked up, they ran it down your throat, and then on the defensive side, they held you to under 15 points most of the time. The Gophers have had good defenses. They've had quality defensive players in PJ Fleck's time here. It's still a step down from what you have at Iowa. It's still a step down from the athleticism that you have at Michigan and Ohio State.
Agreed.
So you need to either bulk up the defense and bulk up the running game, or you need to develop a quarterback.
And I feel like they're kind of caught in limbo because we know that the Gophers want to run the ball. Like, they're a team that Mo Ibrahim you can even look at, you know, the last several years, like the pipeline of running backs. I feel like the talent has been there.
I feel that they've had very good talent at tight end. They've had very good talent at running back. Mm-hmm. They've had kind of middling talent at wide receiver.
Since Rashad Bateman. I mean, Chris Ottman-Bell, I feel, could have been, he didn't hit the ceiling that I feel like a lot of Gopher fans were looking.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because of injury or whatnot.
But the quarterback development has been subpar.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like Ethan Kalik-Makis is kind of the one that we can point to, right? Because, I mean, how much hype was there around this kid? Like, he is going to be the guy, and we're going to throw the ball, we're going to push the ball downfield. And then you look, you're like, where is this pushing the ball downfield philosophy? Where is this? Because I'm just seeing the same old thing. Because as you know, we're keeping an eye on the Iowa State for the Cy-Hawk game, which is extremely popular in Iowa. I mean, two devoted fan bases. The Gophers are not a team that can win a game like Iowa, and how do the Gophers end up creating an identity then, J-Lo? Because you're kind of talking about they're kind of caught in this juxtaposition where you're not quite the big boys like Iowa, you're not quite the athleticism of the Michigan and, you know, Ohio States. How do the Gophers, how do they create that identity? Because I feel like they're just kind of in the middle. And that's the problem.
I think it has to come from the coordinator position. I think it has to come from the offensive and defensive coordinator position where you find somebody that might have a wrinkle that you can develop around. And it may not be, okay, we're going to build these guys up to be first-round picks at the NFL level, but maybe we have a system and we have a process that allows us to take advantage of other folks' weaknesses.
How much of this as well has to be put on recruiting? Because now with the NIL, I feel like that is just really handcuffed the Gophers compared to a lot of other programs in the Big Ten or the Big 18, or I don't even know how many teams are in the Big Ten at this point. Like, it shouldn't be that way because of all of the Fortune 500 companies that we have based out of Minneapolis.
You stole exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
That was exactly – that's on the coaching staff. You got to think that, okay, it's not the same as Tuscaloosa or Iowa City or Norman, Oklahoma, where you have – more devoted businesses that are local that'll go ahead and pony up the money for this. But you can offset that with 3M. You can offset that with US Bank. You can offset that with Target. You can offset that with Best Buy. If you get a slight commitment from those folks and say, hey, we can accept your money now.
Yeah.
We can get deals going to get some of these people in here. And then you can have maybe someone to market your products. Go on commercials like they have these Fansville commercials for Dr. Pepper and all this different stuff. Maybe there's a give and take there you can take advantage of.
Because right now, it was already an uphill battle. But now, I mean, I look at Rutgers based out in the East. And then they got UCLA and USC. Guess what? Based in SC, Southern California, LA, Los Angeles, you got two schools that you're going to be competing against. If you go into this recruiting and say, okay, number one, we're not going to be, regardless of NIL, we're not going to be able to compete with some of the other schools in the conference, just based on pedigree. So you're already eliminating maybe a third of the recruits. And then you add, okay, well, out of those, the NIL money, we can't compete. Then you're taking off the bottom half. And then I feel like you've got a very small window for the Gophers to operate in where you might have a leg up. But I look at the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and yeah, we've got a lot going on. There's a battle for the entertainment dollar, especially in the sports landscape. But like you're saying, J-Lo, you just cannot convince me that you can't offset some of that with Fortune 500 company. Like, you know, Oklahoma State, they had T. Boone Pickens. Like, you don't have that one donor that's willing to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to give you millions and millions and millions of dollars.
The prototype is company-wise, is Ray Knight, or Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
And Nike.
Nike, yes.
Out at Oregon. That's the prototype. Maybe you lean on, you find, hey, are there some Gopher grads in the upper management near the CEO level of Target or Best Buy or 3M, mm-hmm. You know, maybe you pull on their alum strings a little bit and say, hey, you know, this is possible now. We're not doing things under the table as much as we used to. It's above board.
You can give them the $50 handshake now. It's
yes.
Okay. Because that used to be the ongoing joke, right?
You can give them the $5,000 handshake.
I mean, I give a $5,000 hand. I'll take a $5,000 handshake. But yeah, what is the answer for the Gophers? Because I don't know, because they are just kind of stuck in this purgatory. 651-461-9226.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.